Myanmar peace signals, Cuba's blackout crisis, and China's desert war games. Thailand's foreign minister announced that all sides in Myanmar's civil war are open to dialogue, a cautiously hopeful statement from a conflict that has generated almost no optimism since the 2021 military coup. The Thai formulation is carefully hedged. Open to dialogue is a considerable distance from actual negotiations. But Bangkok has enormous practical stakes in Myanmar stabilizing, managing years of refugee flows, narcotics trafficking, and border security consequences. A public statement of this kind, from a government that would be quickly contradicted if it overstated its case, suggests some back-channel substance underlies the optimism. The United Nations issued an explicit warning that repeated nationwide blackouts in Cuba are deepening a humanitarian crisis, disrupting health services, clean water systems, and economic activity across the island. Cuba's electricity infrastructure has been in severe degradation for years, the product of fuel shortages, aging Soviet-era equipment, and limited access to imported replacement parts. Extended blackouts have shifted from exceptional events to recurring conditions. Reports that the Pentagon is weighing military options for Cuba, including contingencies involving the 101st Airborne, add a geopolitical dimension to what is already a humanitarian emergency. Though whether such planning reflects serious operational intent or leaked contingency thinking for political effect remains unclear. Satellite imagery has revealed that China has constructed replicas of U.S. warships and Taipei buildings in its western desert, evidently for targeting practice and military training. Building physical replicas of specific targets is a classic training methodology, but the specificity here, Taipei buildings, not generic urban structures, is an unambiguous signal about operational planning priorities. The imagery offers a rare concrete window into how China's military is preparing for potential conflict scenarios involving Taiwan. In an episode that resisted easy geopolitical categorization, U.S. troops reportedly unloaded China's only aid flight to earthquake-affected Venezuela. Venezuela has been a persistent theater of U.S.-China competition for regional influence. The earthquake created a humanitarian need that apparently required American logistical capacity to address, even for Chinese cargo. The symbolism, American service members handling Chinese aid in a country long central to U.S.-Latin America tensions, was as strange as it was quietly pragmatic.